Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, we have five guards, and there are, you know, four of them can play the point. So we'll see how it goes. It's a, you know, work in progress. Yeah. Got a lot of young guys back there trying to figure out, you know, who's going to play and how they're going to play. The difference with this year's team and last year's, you with Tyus, Frank, and O'Shea, I mean, you basically had three guys that were going to play 38 minutes. And this year, the only guy that, you know, at this stage that looks like he would be playing that many minutes would be Elijah. Well, our young guards are going to have to take those spots. It's two guys, and we have five guys fighting for the minutes at those spots. And, you know, Jalen had some experience. Buddy had some experience last year, which will help them. But all five of those guards are in the mix. And, you know, we'll just see how they produce, how they play. You know, I think that will be an ongoing changeable position throughout the year. You know, with the 20 games, you have to play conference games earlier, and it's the same for everybody. So you just have to be prepared. We've opened with tough games before, so obviously Virginia's a tremendous team, and even though they've lost key guys, they have a lot of good players back, and it'll be a great test to start out. I think we're one of our better shooting teams in a while. And it'll be important for this team to make shots, I think. But it's always important to score, get to the foul line, and to score getting to the basket as well. You can't rely on one thing, any one thing. But we would like to shoot the ball better from the three this year as a team. It's important for this team to just to start out playing as well as we can, but then to get better as we go along. When you have a lot of veterans, they're going to start out pretty good, but there might not be as much upside with that team. With so many new guys, then I think there's a little bit more upside going forward.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
What's up, Q's Nation? Thanks for tuning in to the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. If you like it, please share it. The universal handle for the socials is at Q's Militia. Go there, join the militia. We are the first Syracuse sports podcast centered around giving you, the fans, a voice. So, welcome back. We're going to talk a little orange basketball. Yes, the orange-white game happened, and we want to just kind of, I don't know how much we can get out of it. Let's be honest. I think
at media day, Jim Boeheim talked a little.
That was 17 minute long. As excited as always as Coach Boeheim is, you know.
Oh, I love it.
Does it? That's because you're monotone as hell. So,
dude, I mean, but it's 40 plus years. What do you expect?
It's 44, and he looks damn good for 70. Plus. Whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's 44.
At some point. It's right. Not exciting to talk about anymore. It's same reporters asking the same questions.
He is so over it. He is so over standing at that microphone.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I can't I, I would not be surprised at some point if he's just like starts sending Jerry McNamara out there, like, dude.
Or goes out there like, I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Yeah, exactly. So what the hell was I saying though? Oh, there's not a ton to take away from that. I think obviously the defense wasn't you know full force. It's kind of an entertainment thing. It's kind of a thing to bring the fans in, have some fun. And, you know, it's just to get the buzz back, because everybody wants the buzz back, okay, for Syracuse basketball. And it is, you know, it's close. We're like less than 30 days away, I believe, from playing Virginia in the Dome.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. That's a game, and I'm so excited about this team, and I'm not setting expectations. I just said I'm excited, and the excitement is the unknown. And I think we've probably mentioned this, but a lot of young guys, a lot of good young guys. Looks like we got a lot of athletes. It looks like our shooting is above what it, you know, is better than it has been in the past few years.
Right.
You've got Elijah Hughes, who's a freaking, he's a baller. He's coming back. And we got a lot of these young guys who are going to start leading this team. And, you know, you've got the Guerrier, who's taken over for O'Shea, who are in the reporting that I read, and people I've heard tweet or post things on Facebook saying, you know, he's just like, I mean, he's O'Shea Brissett. You know, I mean,
he's probably not going to come in and be as good as O'Shea was.
Probably not. Probably not
going into, you know, but as comparable as his freshman year.
Yeah, sure.
And they say he's got a better jumper. But he's not as athletic, we'll see.
Yeah, we've got some excitement at center now. So we'll see what happens there. And Coach Boeheim said that some of those guys were putting on some weight from when I'm talking about the freshman guys, put on some weight from when they first started. So being Jesse Edwards and Boljak. So it's going to be fun, man. It's going to be fun. I'm excited for it. I know Joe loves the overlap, the football-basketball overlap. And I love it, too, as a fan. But as doing the shows, boy, it gets brutal. It does, right, Joe? I mean, I'm not trying to be like, oh, poor me. But it does. It gets brutal. So, anyway.
It just keeps us extra super busy on top of being
busy
all the time. Yeah,
exactly. So we are going to talk some Syracuse basketball. But as always, first, before we do that, we are going to hear from the good folks over at MyBookie. Now, regardless whether you've been betting for years or you're ready to try it for the first time, MyBookie is the perfect place to go to try this out. Now, if it is your first time, you want to definitely go ahead and check it out. Make sure it's right for you. If you know what you're getting into, I recommend going over to MyBookie. And if you're the kind of guy or gal that likes to bet a little and win a lot, try the parlay. Basically, if you got a hunch on a few games, what you can do at the parlay is pick a couple of those favorites for the week. And if you come up perfect, you bet a little, you win a lot on multiple games, and you get the bigger payout for that. So if you're going to bet this season, do the smart thing and go to mybookie.ag, because no one gives you more ways to win than MyBookie. With pro football in full swing, college football in full swing, you got the MLB playoffs going on right now. Hockey's back. Basketball's right around the corner. Now is the time to get off the sidelines and get in on the action. If you really want to show support for your team this season, don't just sit on the sidelines. Get in the game with MyBookie.ag. And if you join right now, MyBookie will double your first deposit. All you got to do is use promo code CHAIR. That's C-H-A-I-R. Use the promo code CHAIR when setting up your account, and they will double your first deposit. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. Thank you, MyBookie. The orange team consisted of Goodeye, Gerard, Hughes, Dole on the wing, Jesse Edwards gets the start at center, and then Boljak, Nick Giancola, who is Buddy's cousin, and Chris Linnally, I think. Whatever. The white team, Carey, Boeheim, Braswell, Guerrier, Sidibe, Dunlow, Washington, Brendan Paul, and Sean Belby. So the scrimmage was
preceded by a skills competition. Dolezal, Carey, Bolajac, and Guerriere participated in all that. It seemed, from what I've read, that Carey, you know, quote-unquote, won the competition. They were required to pass the ball off of a toss-back net and make a layup, dribble to the other end of the floor between some cones, and finish with a three-pointer at the other end. So, just a little... what do you want to call it?
Yeah.
I don't know. A little obstacle course.
Yeah.
So the three-point contest was won by...
None other than...
Was it Goodine? Yeah, it was Goodine.
Yeah.
And Buddy Boeheim, Goodine, and Braswell competed in that. Goodine took it.
So did Gerard.
Yes, I'm sorry. Goodine, 12 for 15. Boeheim... made 10, Braswell 8, and Gerard 7. So the sharpshooter, a little lackluster there.
It was too close for him.
Yeah, right. But how about this Bryson Goodine, Joe? I've read nothing but great things about him.
Overall number-wise recruit, but yeah. I mean, throwing that and the unknown of just, I mean, Joe Gerard coming in and just kind of being an unknown, you know, some guy that's going to be able to just sneak out the perimeter and hit threes. It's going to be interesting, man. Again, I mean, just to take away from that and just Italy and everything and just listening to Boeheim, these are the type of years, right? So we don't have expectation. We're playing against the, you know, Virginia. The first game.
National champions come to the dome. First game of the season.
You hear all these things. Oh, you know, he's talking about depth. He's talking about possibly going man-to-man. I think it's just because, you know, last year you look at, you have three obvious better players. And then you kind of just feed them the ball and hope that they're going to be the guys. But like exactly what Boeheim said, he's like, last year you had three players that were playing 38 minutes because of how good they were.
Right.
And this year you got maybe one. Which means that there's going to be a lot of movement in and out, this and that, and it's going to be competition to get to that point because ultimately, you know, what Boeheim wants is he wants a solid 7-8-man rotation. But it's going to be more than that because of the unknown, like you said.
A lot of flexibility in there. And
right.
Competition breeds success, and, you know, I mean, the cream rises to the top in competition.
Honestly... I hope that this group just revolutionizes the way that he even coaches.
I think so.
Opens up his eyes to, hey, I can play more than 7-8 guys. I can change my defense. I can use, you know what I mean? Kind of think outside the box a little bit, well, so to speak.
They started with man-to-man in the scrimmage before switching to zone. Is that what you're talking about? Doing some man-to-man maybe?
Well, I mean, they've talked about it. They did it a little bit in Italy. They did it a little bit in the scrimmage. There's even some talk of, you know, from him talking about how he might try different defenses, even if it is.
Why not? Why not? You got nothing to lose with this team.
Right, exactly. That's the point, is you can kind of take this team, and you got a group that can probably come in and play full court press. You have a group that can come in and play a 2-3 zone probably pretty good. You got a group that probably can come in and man up for a little while.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, and that, and on top of the fact of, I just think that some of the way that he's, I don't want to blame it just all on that, but you have good players, but when they know they're in there, you know, it just seems like sometimes the offense has gotten stale. We've had guys at a lot of just one-on-one type stuff, and
it gets boring to watch. It gets hard to
this year you got teams that are, you got players that are just willing to pass the ball because, like you said, there is no guy.
They talked a lot about the
play
passing
team defense. I mean, you got to play team defense because there's pretty much probably only going to be one guy out there on the court to where he can make a couple mistakes and not get pulled. If Elijah Hughes, you know what I'm saying? Like, if not him, then pretty much nobody else.
Right.
So you better play team ball. You better play unselfish ball. You better play team, you know, just play for the team. And again, it can, like you said, so many different options. And hey, who knows? Like you said.
My early judgment, and just by watching the highlights, reading from you guys, I asked you guys for your thoughts. We'll get into a little bit of that. But between that and reading the reporters' things out of Syracuse, you know, the normal guys, the passing has been impressive. Now, granted, they're playing each other, okay? So, I mean, it is what it is. I understand that. But this is what we have to go off of. And the scoring is better. So you've got 7 different players hitting 3-pointers in this scrimmage. Now, I know the defense wasn't, you know, like I said, I don't want to say it wasn't up to 100%, but they weren't playing like 100. They weren't.
Ain't gonna be Virginia,
right? So, you know, you got guys hitting the three ball, and it's something we've missed is scoring, man. And not only that, but according to what I've read, Carey scored 8 points, and he hit a lot of things, some nice jumpers, but Guerriere with the jump shots, and he was either finishing at the rim or he was getting fouled. And that's huge.
Yeah.
The deal is we've been, for the past 2 years, we've been so bad at foul shots. And, you know, that's something we need to see improve, that scoring and passing. And it seems like the scoring and passing on their way up. And the one thing Jim Boeheim said that I think is the most important thing to take out of this, anything preseason heading into Virginia, would be that what you see against Virginia is not going to, definitely not going to be what we see at the end of the year
when you have a team
this young. Right? Because there's going to be so much time to get better. And
that game's house money. That game's house money because they lost so many players. They're going to be coming off of a national championship hangover with so many players lost. So, I mean, that's going to be their first game, too. So that's, to me, is going to be a winnable game. But it's going to be also a game where Jim Boeheim can just come out and just, you know,
go
mess with
to
Tony Bennett's mind.
Figure it out,
Do some stuff to completely he's never done before. Just throw it out there. Like, it's going to be interesting to see.
It's going to be fun, and, you know, let's not get too upset too early. It's a young team. We didn't see a lot of – remember last year, and back to my point, the point that Jim Boeheim made that I just want to piggyback on. Last year we had all these older guys returning, and they were bad in the beginning of the year. Tyus struggled, and Brissett struggled a lot. And we were like, well, they'll get better. They never really did. They never really did.
But and that's the whole thing is because why? Because we had three players playing 38 minutes. And the whole season is a grind. How many games do you play? Then there's a conference tournament, and then you get ready. I mean, that's a grind.
Oh, totally.
So to be perfectly honest with you, I mean, being able to have depth and change things up and have different options sometimes, I mean, wouldn't be that bad. But it's always been, you know, at Syracuse, you see what you get. You know, you're going to have three or four guys playing 35-plus minutes. And again, I mean, the difference between this year as well is that we had a bunch of guys, average three outside shooters, taking threes last year. I think that we're a lot better in the three-point area this year. As you can see, three out of the four people or players in the three-point competition are freshmen. So it's nothing to not be excited about, because at the end of the day, we can go through this whole season and not lose anybody, right? Maybe, yeah. But is Sidibe?
Sidibe.
No, he's a junior.
Yeah.
He's a junior, I think, right?
We could return everybody.
Everybody, right.
Yep. So, we asked for your thoughts. If you went to the game, if you live in Syracuse and you went to the game, we appreciate your feedback. And I said, hey, if you went there, man, what were your takeaways? So I didn't get anything negative, which is awesome. Thank you. At OrangeFan2013, which is a great handle, but the name is the best. Stephen A. Spliff. I like that.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah. I always try to pick out the freshmen that look quote-unquote comfortable out there, a.k.a. Malachi and O'Shea from prior years. Guerriere does for sure, and Goodine definitely did. And we touched on those two. And I think, that's awesome. We need that, obviously. And I don't think that's any surprise. But, you know, Guerriere is – they said – I can't remember who wrote this. It was Syracuse.com that they said that he might have been a little less athletic than O'Shea, but I don't know, man. I don't know from what I've seen, like watching highlights and what I've seen, I don't know either. I don't know.
No, yeah. And honestly, I mean, he looks like a turned on O'Shea Brissett, like all the time. Like, he's very physical, goes. It looked like he had a better motor than O'Shea.
Yeah. And, you know, we all know, I think, where
Ocean. I mean, we'll see when he plays the big boys.
Yeah, obviously, that's going to be the test. Is the real games, but you know, it's all we got to go off of.
Pretty much.
At Christina Cuse, I wasn't there, but followed along. Great passing of the ball. So I guess she might have listened or read tweets or something and followed along. I read the same thing, that they were moving the ball really well, and I heard that. There was some good pick and roll movement, which we never got last year.
Right.
And that's going to be huge this year because it never worked last year because we all knew what the hell Chuka was going to do. And that was nothing.
And that's going to be Jalen Carey's bread and butter because he's got the speed to be able to, you know, if they do go over the top, he can go down and he can go into the lane and get layups and make plays and passes and stuff like that. And he also has that little mid-range jumper where he can stop and pop at the free throw line if his guy goes around the pick. So
yeah. At Chris Q's Forever, we are deeper and more talented at the guard position than in many, many years. 5 to 6 guys that can really shoot it, which is obviously something we've been lacking. Saw at least 5 possessions where the ball moved around and the shot was talent, but I think he means the shot was taken without the ball touching the floor. So yeah, another thing we haven't had and we touched on briefly was the fact that there's always one-on-one stuff, no ball movement.
Right.
So ball movement. Let's get back to
ball
that.
Ball movement.
Yeah. Let's see. That's Robert on Twitter. Oh, wait. Robert on Twitter. Sorry, buddy. I don't know how to pronounce your handle. Dunkers, Guerriere, Goodine, Sidibe, Hughes, Edwards, Bolajak, Braswell, Snipers, Goodine, Buddy, Hughes, JG3, Washington. Oh, well. I mean, you're naming everybody here. I don't know. So
thanks, bud.
Yeah, appreciate that. Robert, as you can see, I probably did not proofread these at all because I didn't, and that's that's fine.
Oh,
we're doing
it. Good guess.
We're doing
You're
it.
Right.
We're doing it live. We're doing it live. F*** it. We'll do it live. So, all right. Here's Q's Waterboy. He went to Facebook because he said better here. It's no. So you know he's gonna give his 2-piece, then some. Love all the shooters we have. Goodine looked great and won the 3-point contest, 12 for 15. Dolezal still does all the little hustle plays well and looks bigger. Oh, Dolezal putting on some weight, huh? Liked Edwards, who looks for his offense, which is something we haven't seen from our centers. Carey, nice mid-range jumper going, plus his passing and court vision has improved. That's huge because while he moves too fast sometimes for his hands, court vision was maybe some of that problem. Guerriere is an athletic freak who reminds me of O'Shea, but a better shooter. There we go. That's what I like to hear. And that's kind of what I got out of it, too. That's what I got watching the highlights. The team's speed and chemistry appears better than last year. The chemistry, Joe, that's huge. That's huge. I didn't even mention that. I didn't even think about that. Expectations are low for this team, which historically leads to the best results. Let's go Orange. That's a great comment. Thank you for that, Anthony. Yep. Appreciate it. He was obviously there. And those are the things that if I would have not read this comment, that's kind of what I got out of, you know, obviously I'm in Virginia Beach, Joe, you're in North Carolina.
Yeah.
And watch the highlights.
It's not on
the
radio.
Yeah. Watch the highlights, read a lot. And that's pretty much what I got out of it. So, excellent.
Well, we got a lot of young guys that are different strengths and different weaknesses, and it's going to be fun to see what type of lineups Jimmy can, you know, kind of put together.
Yeah, well, we'll see the Boeheim chemist come out probably in the expedition games, but you know, no time to play come Virginia. I'm going to do a little bit of playing around, but and not too much.
Well, yeah, but
it is kind of a. I don't want to say it's a throwaway. What'd you call it earlier? Did you say something? What'd you call it? I mean, the Virginia game. It's not a throwaway game, but there is some.
I said we're pretty much playing with house money.
House money.
That's
what I
said.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Because we don't know what they have, and they don't know what we have. So if we come in, maybe, you know, because I don't know where they're going to get their offense from.
Right.
All their offense, which, I mean, they were great defense, low-scoring games, and the points that they did score in those low-scoring games are pretty much in the NBA now.
Yeah.
So they're going to have a rough go at it as well. So it's going to be a very interesting interesting first game.
Brandon says, on Facebook, Goodine is the real effing deal. I don't want to jinx anything. This is a season. I wonder if we'll have a solid offense. I can honestly see 65, 80 points a game average. With that said, I could easily see us giving up the same amount of points. So he's basically saying, hey, man, we got a decent offense, but I'm not sure about the a decent offense, but I'm not sure about the defense.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, and we didn't get this. We didn't get to see him play.
Yeah.
Last
we're not going
to. Not
know
full
that.
Force.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, like we talked about, the unknown is what's going to keep everyone on their their toes, yeah. You know, as far as this whole season. So again, this season to me is just, it's going to be the growing of the expectations for next year, because I think there's a lot of, you know, fans coming into this year that if they don't make the tournament, I mean, some of fans I feel like aren't even expecting to make the tournament. So therefore, if we do, imagine the expectations next year. So
right.
As far as this year goes, I don't think there's a lot of expectations. That's why it's going to be a fun, wild ride. And obviously now that our football team is 3-3, everyone's calling for basketball season.
Yeah, like Peter on Facebook. Can anyone on this team play quarterback for the football team?
Yep. Yeah. Pretty much. There we go. Joe Girard.
Yeah, Girard plays quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I think we'll keep him healthy for basketball. So.
Oh yeah, we're gonna put him behind that offensive line. He'll never play basketball.
Holy cow. So anyway, hey, appreciate all of you. Yep. A little bonus episode. Wanted to talk some basketball. We knew it was going to be long enough where we didn't want to mix it up with some football stuff. So,
right.
Share it up. Appreciate it. And,
it's fun. TikTok.
I can't wait. It's coming up soon. And if you, leave us a review on iTunes. You know, if you got something nice to say, we'd appreciate it. Give us 5 stars, give a written review if we read it on the air, and we will send you out some stuff. So, we appreciate that. We appreciate you all for, the comments. I know I put that out probably an hour ago. So,
we had some good comments considering it was only an hour ago. Heads up, keep an eye out for polls and questions and stuff for basketball, because you know it's going to be coming, especially after these exhibition games. So.
Yep, it's going to be coming, and for football too. We're gonna let that calm down for.
Oh yeah, and hey, just I want to throw a little, you know, because I know I'm not trying to throw it out there, but Tiana, her
chemo's done. Yeah.
So yes. Hopefully,
congratulations for her.
Prayers to her, and hopefully everything's
absolutely
good.
Absolutely. Yes. Joe saying prayers makes me smile. So, just so you know, yeah, Tiana, everybody in Q's Nation's thinking of you, obviously, and then she's probably not listening to this, but that's the truth, right? So, anyway, appreciate y'all for listening. Thank you to my bookie. Thank you to James on guitar. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Peace. Thanks for listening to the Q's Militia Podcast, the fan's voice with Sean and Joe.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.